USA News. I'm Lance Pry. An ice storm impacting portions of the southern plains and mid-south is expected to last through Wednesday, bringing the normal dangers along with it, falling trees, power lines, and slick roadways. About 3.3 million Americans are under an ice storm warning this morning, with 16.5 million under a winter storm warning, according to the National Weather Service. The heart of the U.S. economy, consumer spending, is weakening. Retail buying has fallen in three of the past 4 months. Spending on services was flat in December, the worst monthly reading in nearly a year. Sales of existing homes in the United States fell last year to their lowest level since 2014. The auto industry posted its worst sales year in more than a decade. Construction on the wall of the United States-Mexico border is still taking place in some areas.
Texas still building its portion of a border wall, even though the Biden administration stopped work on that wall. Texas Governor Greg Abbott admits it's not a cheap endeavor.
Part of that is the materials for the wall. Part of it is the cost of acquiring the rights to be able to build the wall on land.
Abbott, speaking in the border town of San Benito Monday, where wall construction was taking place, said they are acquiring more land rights, which should help speed up construction. I'm John Schaefer.
The White House announced Monday they will end the two COVID-19 emergency declarations on May 11th. The COVID-19 national emergency and public health emergency will be extended to that date and then lifted. That will end Title 42 restrictions and expulsions at the northern and southern border, where the crisis rages on with illegal immigrants pouring into the country at levels never seen before. Cindy Williams, who played Shirley opposite Penny Marshall's Laverne on the popular sitcom Laverne and Shirley, died last week and announced Monday. 75-year-old Williams died in Los Angeles, California on Wednesday after a brief illness. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
The Memphis Fire Department has relieved three staff members from duty after failing to assist Tyree Nichols as he lay in distress after a beating by Memphis, Tennessee police officers. Fire Chief Gina Sweat said Monday three fire department employees violated numerous policies and protocols. End quote. Turkey continues to build military outposts on Iraqi soil. Three Turkish military outposts are just some of the dozens of new military bases Turkey has established on Iraqi ground in the past 2 years, as it steps up decades-long offensive against Kurdish militants sheltered in the remote and rugged region. It's back to school time for Virginia students, where a six-year-old shot his teacher.
The principal at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News is being removed from her post. Teacher Abigail Zwerner's attorney said previously that several instructors went to the school administration with concerns about the student having a weapon, but weren't taken seriously. This parent, though, says the issue has been resolved.
It was very successful. They have a lot of security in place. Hopefully that's not going to be too intimidating for the children.
Students are required to use clear backpacks and metal detectors have been installed. I'm Jerry Varmash.
South African animal welfare officials on Monday successfully sedated and captured a tiger that was spotted roaming a residential area near Johannesburg. Authorities believe it to be an escaped pet. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.